everybody. I'm Chad Eckert. That's not Joe Idoni. This is the Preferred Lines podcast, and typically you can find us each week, Monday nights, live on Periscope, Twitch, YouTube, and we're actually on iTunes after that. You can follow us on Twitter at Preferred Lines, and there's a tweet out there with our link to the Big Cartel. It's where we have an online shop, a store, a couple t-shirts, golf towel, hat. If you find this valuable, you could just support us by buying one of those shirts. A couple bucks goes to Joe. Works out great for all of us. You can also find our new website out on the internet, preferredlinesclub.com. It's got information, got a place to sign up for an email, a little blast each week of our picks. So if you want to get that, you could do that. You don't have to listen to this whole thing. You could just get our email. Know who we're betting. You can bet it. And we're betting this week on the Bermuda Championship. It's the first week on the PGA Tour since the restart, since COVID. There are fans. Spectators are allowed to participate in golf clapping for the real people. So why they're going to be there, I don't know. I don't want to be there either, but whatever. You can if you're wherever they are in the Bermuda Championship. This has Bermuda grass. Whoa, shocking, at the Bermuda Championship at Port Royal Golf Club course. It's apparently a short course. It's something that you got to find some fairways. They come at a premium, so click fairway finders. You click Brendan Todd. He won last year, the first time this event was played, and he won it at 24 under. He was 7,300 on DraftKings. Brendan Todd. Not bad. Looking at the board last year, well, there is a cut. We have had 2 weeks in a row with no cut, and now we finally have a cut. So that's kind of fun. Last year, all 10K golfers on DraftKings, the top of the board, they finished inside the top 15. There's about five of them. And six out of eight in the 9K range made the cut. Eight out of the 11 in the 8K range made the cut. So what's the deal? I thought it was long shot season at this kind of crappy, weird event called the Bermuda Championship. But it looks to me like if you roster 10K golfers, you roster 9K golfers, you roster 8K golfers, you got a combined total of, what, like 20, almost 20 out of 24? It's like, you know, I don't know. Maybe the cream does rise to the top at every PGA event. So don't go so long with the long shots. Maybe go the medium length shot players. Actually, tonight we're going to skip the pod. We're going to just do next week. Houston Open coming into the Masters should be fun. So we're going to skip it. We're going to just bring you this short video on how I'm using $20 to bet this week's PGA tournament. I've got 20 bucks. I got seven dudes and I'm going to name them all and tell you why I'm using them and how much I'm putting on each of them. But before I do that, let's go over the board. Let's look at the tippity tip top of the board here. You got Will Zalatoris. Oh my goodness. He's 10 to 1. Wow. 10 to 1? I'm not sure why, but whatever. Everybody likes Will Zalatoris. He's the new flavor of the month. He's kind of coming in a little bit hot, but 10 to 1. Last week, you could have JT, Rahm, Xander, or Rory at like a 10 to 1. Will Zalatoris? An unproven human? I don't know. You can also have last year's winner, Brendan Todd. And Todd is actually the only player that played in the Zozo that's here. And he is at 12 to 1. Do you think he can defend his championship? It's possible. Truly, Todd may have the best win equity of anyone in here because he's won. He's actually won a couple times. And he's the defending champ. So he likes the grass. He likes the course. He's playing here. So he might as well show up and do well. But will he win? I don't know. I'm not betting Todd at 11 to, or 12 to 1. No, thank you. I'm going to go to my guys in the 20s. This is what we do. I love the 20s. And this week, you've got a couple of dudes that are viable. You have HV3. He's coming in at 25 to 1. You got Doc Redman for about 25 or 28 to 1, depending on where you're betting. These two names, they have been flirting with the top of the leaderboard for over a year. People like HV3. He's kind of the DFS community guy. I mean, what's not to like about HV3? I love cheering for HV3. And Doc Redman's the same way. I mean, both these guys seem like big Gup Corner guys. If you're familiar with Gup from Gup Corner, they, you know, he likes HV3. He likes Doc Redman, and for good reason. These guys are guys that do want to win. They're going to come into this type of a tournament and try to win. They need the win to secure their space in the PGA, you could say. I think they feel like they should have already had a win. HV3's been in, you know, final groupings at big tournaments. Doc Redman's played pretty well. So I think you could like those names more than you could like the Zalatoris or the Todds at the top of the board. You could switch to, you could a little bit more. You could double the odds. You get 25 on HV3 or 20 on Rodman. Go for it. But the 30s. The 30s is where it's kind of crowded this week. The betting websites, the bookmakers, they kind of don't know what's going to happen. They just crushed all these names into the 30 range. You got Denny McCarthy at 30, Griot 30, Cameron Tringali 33, Charlie Hoffman 33, Stenson. Henrik Stenson's here playing some weird tournaments. Henrik, whatever. Ventura, Ace Ventura. Christopher 33. Rasmus Højgaard at 33. What the hell? Rasmus Højgaard? Interesting. Not for me. But Joe could be taking Denny McCarthy. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him directly. It's only noon here on a Monday. And he loves Denny McCarthy. Digging in the Denny dirt. Did I do that? No, I did not do that. I do like Griot, but I didn't do that either. He's 30-1. The kid has been hitting his irons super well. Someone that knows. If it wasn't for his putter, he probably would be one of the top players in the entire world because he dials in his irons and then he misses all the putts. So Emiliano Griot, I don't know. He's okay. He's been making cuts. Maybe this is more of a DraftKings play than a bet or a bet on a top 10 for Griot because he can't get it done. He can't get the job finished. He's been decent making cuts at bad fields. Griot is 34th at Shriners, 35th at Sanderson, 21st at Punta Cana. So I don't know. Tringali, this is one of my favorite human beings on earth. He's a pod favorite. Eric Quagnus Martins on the Fantasy Golf Pod and I, we do click him a lot because he does do well with his irons and he can't finish the job either, so he's always in the 7K range. This week, you can get him at 33-1, and I like it. He's kind of like Kokrak in terms of he has played a ton on the PGA Tour. He has been around. He's a veteran, but he still hasn't won anything. My goodness, maybe he saw Kokrak win a couple weeks ago, and he was like, hey, look, if he can do it, I can do it. Let's get the win for Tringali. Maybe he feels like he's owed. Stats say that Tringali could win. He has had some decent results lately, T19, T37, missed cut, T29, third. You know, started the restart hot fire with his irons, and that will show up in models and optimals. But recently for Tringali, you might be a little concerned because it's the putter that he's had dialed in. Can that sustain? Maybe. Probably not. He has had a couple weeks off, maybe got some rest, but maybe developed some rust. So I don't know, 33-1, it's crazy. And then Hoffman's here, Stenson here. Dudes that don't really fit with the rest of the names in this field. I feel like those are like better golfers. And they're in the 30s. So maybe you go with those veteran names in the 30s. But Stenson, he's been weird. Stenson was first at the Hero in December. And then he's only played six times since. And he missed four of those six cuts. His best finish in the two times that he did make the cut was T21. So I'm not sure what's up with Stenson. And Hoffman, too. Would I trust Hoffman more than Stenson? Sure. Just because I've seen him at least. And what do we see him do? We saw him T7 at Workday in July, T13 at Northern Trust, T14th or so at Punta Cana, 6th at Sanderson. He missed a cut at Shriner somehow, but great. Listen, Hoffman is one of those guys. You either click him or you don't. I'm not usually a clicker. Maybe he's more of a showdown guy in the first round because he loves to score well in the first rounds. He did have two top 10s that were because he gained over six strokes with the putter. So Hoffman has been riding a putter. Most people do. That's how you get good results at the PGA Tour. But anyway, you could look at Ventura. I like him a lot at 33-1. Truly one of the best names in the section and in the entire field. Somebody that's poised, a kid that's good at golf. We saw Ventura come close and get a taste of the top 10 in mid-September when he was T7 at Safeway. And then Sanderson earlier this month, T6. So a Korn Ferry winner. He won twice on the Corn Ferry Tour. He's won in college. He was teammates with Matt Wolf, Victor Hovland, and he won the 2018 championship with those guys. 33-1, Victor, or Ace Ventura. I wouldn't be surprised to see him pop. Now, 40s. Again, looks like the books appear to know shit. They don't know who to pick and who to put numbers on, so they just packed the names in the 40s. There's 10 names in the 40s. And I mean, predicting athlete performance is sometimes impossible, especially in golf. So the books are like, hey, just click whoever you want here and see who you like, and then we'll adjust the numbers later. And there's names in the 40s. You got Wise, Shank, Norlander, Luke List, Sue, Matt McNeely, Pete Malnati, Piercy, Sink, and Willett. Interesting names. Shank, probably the most consistent. He's made a bunch of cuts, or he did, and then he missed one. Could he win, though? I don't know if Adam Shank is going to win. Norlander, he's here in the 40s. I think he might have the most upside and the least flaws in his game. So I like Norlander. Justin Sue. He was a rookie on the table on the introduction press conference with the boys, Wolf, Hovland, Morikawa, but then he disappeared. I mean, he got hot a little bit last month or so, but that was maybe because he was in Vegas and that's where his home is. He plays a lot of those courses around there. So Sue, he might be getting a little bit aggressive with his price this week. 40s on McNeely, though, that seems like something I want to bet and might be one of my favorite bets of the week. Maverick McNeely at 40-1. We know Mav can get hot with the putter. We actually know he might be one of the best putters on tour. He has a pedigree. His father started Sun Microsystems. Maverick McNeely's dad is a billionaire worth $1 billion. Now, what does that mean? Probably nothing. But at the same time, could he win? Sure. He's motivated, not by dollars, by winning. And he was T8 at the Rocket Mortgage, T17 at Sanderson's. Prior to the restart, he had a hot run of finishes of T37, T15 at Farmers, T5 at Pebble, T27 at Puerto Rico, T11 at Honda. I mean, the guy's got the game. He's competing in real fields against real players and having finishes. So does he have the game and the confidence? Sure. Especially if it's a pitch and putt and you need to be a good putter, and that's something that you need to rely upon. I like Maverick McNeely here at the Bermuda. 50-1 range. Let's go into those names. Pat Perez, Patrick Rogers, Scott Stallings, Sepp Straka, Tommy Lewis, Tyler McCumber, and Rusty Knox. That's your 50 range. Not too bad. I mean, when I opened up the field this week, Rob Bolton posted the field. I said, oh my goodness, this field is trash. But then you look a little bit closer and you're like, damn, these are our guys. These are our names. Patrick Rogers has been playing well. Sepp Straka, we like him. Tyler McCumber, what's wrong with him? But I think, actually, Patrick Rogers might be a good bet. He's 50-1 in a field like this. It seems appropriate for how he's done. He has kind of a chip on his shoulder. Another guy that hasn't won. So at 40-1 for Patrick Rogers, I'm thinking about doing that. Let's see. The names, though, they do kind of fall off after you get out of the 50 range. You go to the 60s, and you get Hadley, Homa, Harrington, RCB. Yikes. Wes Bryan, Wyndham Clark, Lahiri, Brendan Grace, Stewart, Swafford, Vegas, and Merritt. Yikes. Again, the book doesn't really know what to do, so they're just like, see what happens. Go ahead and bet on them. And who did I bet on? I bet on Wyndham Clark. That's the name I've got as a long shot. I mean, again, 60-1 for Wyndham Clark doesn't really feel good. Should be like 100. But this is this field. This is what we're getting. Anybody can probably pop in this thing. And we know that Wyndham Clark has the game. He has the putting ability, and he has the driving ability. And if he can drive and putt, he can connect all of his parts of his game together. Boom. Let's do that. So Wyndham Clark's my favorite in the 60s. Long shots. Now, again, I don't know. Cameron Percy, I saw at 80-1, and I've seen his name a few times. He's got the game a little bit going right now. So Cameron Percy, 80. Or maybe. We've seen recently with the old guys. We've got Swafford, Sink, Sergio Laird. Those veteran names come randomly getting the win. And I got Duffner. He's 80-1. He's here. He's kind of old. Maybe he's bad at putting. So who knows? Maybe he can get one week to get it all together. These names, though, are pretty bad. And so it's hard to make a case for any of them to win. So maybe don't bet them to win. Even though it's like long shot week because it's Bermuda, anything can happen. It's like, no. The winner will be a long shot in your head, but there won't actually be a long shot to Vegas because that's this field. All right. Let me give you the top plays that I'm going to make this week for the Bermuda Championship. I'm spending $20 and I'm going to play seven guys, and here they are. My bets are going to hopefully get me $100 back. That's what I want. I'm going to bet on a guy to earn $100. I got seven dudes, $20. That gives me a chance, you know, one every 5 weeks. If I get one time, a guy wins, boom, back to even. Play again, because that's the real thing. What we want to do here is we want to play again. We want to live to see another day. We want to bet so little that our wives don't give a shit, and they don't tell us to stop doing this. So I'm betting $20. Here's where I'm putting my $20. I'm starting at the top, not the tippity tip top. I'm going to the 20s, 25-1 on Dr. Redmond. I'm going to put $4 on that, so I'm going to earn $100 on 25-1 Doc Redmond if that happens. Why on Doc? Because Doc's number one in ball striking over the last 6 months. He's second in approach over the last 40 rounds. His stats look good. He's fifth in approach in this field over the last 2 months. In that same span, ninth in ball striking, 12th in tee to green, and Doc has the finishes. He was second one time last June at the Rocket Mortgage. He was 13th last October. He's been 21st, been 11th and 21st the middle of the summer. He was T29 at the major at the PGA in August, and he followed that up with a T3 at the Wyndham, and then he was T3 again in September at the Safeway. 25-1 might seem a little bit ridiculous, but he's got the skill to hoist a trophy, and he's going to start my card at 25-1, $4, $3.50 on 33-1, Victory Christoph Ventura. Victory Ventura. We need one. We're going to get one with Ace. He's going to have an Ace. Ace Ventura is only behind Willie Z, Will Zalatoris, and Peter M, Peter Malnati in strokes gained total over the last 12 months. He's third in the entire field. And dude is third and off the tee, first in DraftKings scoring, according to Fantasy National. And over the last 6 months, third in strokes gained total, second off the tee. So he's not only good in the short term, he's good in the long term, according to Fantasy National statistics. And Christopher Ventura has had two Korn Ferry wins. But before those wins, he, like I said, was on the winning championship team alongside Victor Hovland and Matt Wolf at Oklahoma State when they won the national championship in 2018. So he's a winner. Don't sleep on Victory Ventura. 33-1, $3 on that. Give me 99 back on Tringali. Cameron Tringali got third at the 3M Open in July, the closest he's come to winning on tour since he was second in 2015 at the Shriners. Maybe he's feeling confident. He's always been flirting with the top of the leaderboard, but never winning. Should you really bet Tringali to win? Probably not. Maybe a top 10 or top 5 is more appropriate. But I have faith in Tringali. The dude is a good dude. One of my favorite players on tour. He spends his off seasons doing mission trips. He's a good guy. And if he sees Kokrak win, and he's like, wow, Kokrak can get through, get the victory, maybe I can too. And so I like Cameron Tringali, 33-1, $3. Let's go $3 on 35-1 Maverick McNealy. He's young, poised. He's only 24. He's going to be 25 next month. Dude's got the talent, surrounded by greatness. His father's a billionaire. But not only that, he dates an LPGA winner, Danielle King. Danielle King is a baller. She won the Marathon Classic just this last August. She won a major one time in 2017. No question that Maverick McNealy is well-rounded, has the skill. Maybe he wants his own win. Let's get a win. Maverick McNealy. 40-1. Henrik Norlander. Dude likes Bermuda the best. I'm going to get $2.50 on 40-1 Norlander. That's not that much, but I'm going to get $100 back. Granted, that was, his T4 at the Sanderson Farms a couple weeks ago. It was mainly due to his putter, but he has been a good putter. That's propelled him to the top of the leaderboard. Norlander, it happened in July when he was T6 at the Memorial. But he performed the best of his life with his putter. He's 8.4 strokes with the putter. It happened again. January, Sony gained 8.2. He can also get hot with his irons at times. He got a T12 thanks to 8.3 strokes gained approach week, and he lost with the putter, 2.5 strokes that week. I mean, he's performed well before. He's at a T23 at 3M Open on, you know, losing with the putter, gaining with the approach. So his game is good enough to get all together, come together, 40-1, $2.50. I'll click that. Let's get a win. Oh, and then my long shots of the week, $2 on Patrick Rogers. His last two outings were kind of a disaster, so he needed a little break. He needed some rest. He got the rest because before those things, he was good. He had a T11 at Punta Cana. He had a streak of 6 straight cuts made. Patrick Rogers is someone also who has yet to win on tour, could be ready to get over the hump, and at 50-1, I think I like that. $2, not that much. And then $2 again on 60-1. Wyndham Clark would be great if I could get a Clark win at 60-1. Guy is more of a gut play than anything. If you're looking at his statistics, he's not going to show up in models because he was hitting rock bottom. The worst he's ever played in his PGA Tour career this summer. It was sad. It's really bad. Someone I like, and I had to watch him struggle so badly. It was like a boxer who started out, you know, 2020 with the nice January, February. Boom, hit with the shutdown, came back out, you know, terrible. Just got awful. Almost like, should you retire from golf because you've never played worse in your life? And then, boom, now I've seen a little bit of hope. Maybe he's got a little second wind going into the final end of the 2020 season. Well, he's into 2021 now. He's feeling a little confident, like, okay, screw that stuff. It's over with. Let's go forward. Let's get this. And at 60-1, you know, had he played just as well as he was playing, he'd probably be in the 20s. So 60 feels like value on Wyndham Clark. So I've got $2 on that. To recap, my $20, 4 on Doc Redman, 3.5 on Christopher Ventura, $3 on Tringali, $3 on McNeely, $2.50 on Norlander, $2 on Patrick Rogers, and $2 on Wyndham Clark. There you go. Thanks for watching this, and make sure you like and subscribe. We do this for free, do this for fun. We'll be back next week. It's the Houston Open, and then after that, it's major week. It's starting to get really serious. The Masters is right around the corner. I'm seeing commercials for it. I'm getting it hyped for it. We're lining guests up. We're going to bring you some serious value that week. So thank you again for supporting this podcast, supporting us, Joe Idoni at Tour Picks, and myself, Chad Eckert at Edina Realty. Thank you. Have a great day. Goodbye.